because we know we're good enough to win. You know, we know we're good enough to go out and consistently win on a weekly basis, and we just can't figure out how to do it. So that's something that's definitely important. It's, you know, we got to go win and put a streak together and play the way we know how to play and execute the way we know how to execute. And at the end of the day, we know if we do that and play the way we can, you know, the way we practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that, you know, we can go win football games.
How scary was it when you saw Leonard go down?
Yeah, I mean, anytime, you know, your starting running back goes down, especially a guy that's been running the ball the way Leonard Fournette has, you know, that sucks. That's not something you ever want to see. So it was good to see him back, you know, taped up and ready to go. So hopefully he can get well-rested and be ready to go. You know, I was trying to figure out a run game, really. You know, they did some different stuff up front, brought in an extra linebacker and, you know, played, you know, with some big packages, which, you know, when you run the ball the way we've been running it and how we've been running it, you're going to get some different stuff to, you know, guys trying to make us one-dimensional and have to beat them throwing. So when we get those opportunities, we're going to have to be able to do it. You know, we hit on a couple shots down the field, but we got to hit on more. You know, the ones we miss, we got to make sure we hit.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know. That's where it all starts, is with the protection, you know, getting everything set up, ready to go, you know, making sure the backs are in the right place, if the tight ends are staying in there, you know, everybody's on the same page. The communication part of it is definitely the first part of it. And then this guy's just running the routes and me making the throw, you know, based off of what they're doing with all those guys in the box. You know, it's going to be a lot of one-on-ones down the field, and we got guys that can win and get open, and, you know, we're going to have to convert.
Do you get the sense that defenses really don't respect Marquise and Allen in terms of one-on-one matchups?
You know, I don't know. I think it's tough to say, tough to speak on, you know, what they think and what, you know, they're feeling. But, you know, I think anytime you get one-on-one man coverage, it's, you know, as a receiver, a bit disrespectful. So we got to show that we can beat that. You know, we got to make them not do that. We got to take advantage when we get those opportunities.
How quick were they to adjust to what you guys were doing? I mean, first off, you know, you were good in your first two guys, then all of a sudden.
Right. Yeah, you know, they mixed it up and did some different stuff, and they did it. You know, they did a good job. You know, I thought defensively he did a good job of mixing up the calls. They showed all kinds of stuff. You know, some stuff we had seen before, some stuff we hadn't, but that's part of playing football. You got to be able to adjust and figure it out and kind of make adjustments on the move and keep rolling. And you know, there was a lull there for a little bit, but, you know, I felt as though we got it figured out and found the runs we wanted to get into, and then when we wanted to throw the ball, you know, we just got to be more consistent with it.
Is there a lot of plays for the running backs today? A lot of passes for the running backs today. Was that part of the game plan, or just kind of what they were leading?
Yeah, no. I mean, you get in a two-minute drill, and everybody just backs up. So it's usually just a back, you know, for a free 10 yards wide open, and, you know, you take that every time. So you definitely don't want to miss anything down the field. But in some situations when they're, you know, dropping out of there, you know, the back's kind of the best bet at times.
What's kind of the aerial view, kind of how you assess where you guys are at now? It's been obviously a little bit of herky-jerky, but, you know, kind of.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of what everybody said. I think inconsistent is definitely the biggest word to describe it, you know, because I think, you know, the times we've been, you know, been rolling and been playing the way we know how we can play, I think, you know, it's kind of that's who we are. You know, that's who we can be every single Sunday. You know, so I'm not necessarily sure what exactly it is that gets us not to be able to play like that every Sunday. That's something we got to find out and fix quickly.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks.
Are you saying that inconsistent is, when you say that's who we are, are you
referring
to the inconsistency?
I'm saying right now I think inconsistent is, you know, that's the type of team we've been, you know, winning and losing every other week, and we got to find a way to be consistent.